There's a picture must be taken. I said so. After this meeting. Yeah. Members, I hope everyone read through the legacy report. Can we have one meeting, please? Everyone have read through the report of the legacy report. Yeah. So as we said previous, we on this discussion we will take that amendments and put it in the legacy report. And then we adopt this legacy report to what we was recommending earlier. And then the secretary and the content advisor, they must send this legacy report to us what day today. Before they even think we will go in the house at 2:00. So that while we're sitting there in the house, we can peruse through that report, because the house finished tonight. We can peruse through that report if you see no, because you will take your one that you have now with you, and then when you're receiving that other one, then you will balance it and see if they really put in what we was discussing here in this meeting and recommend. Agree?
Okay.
So can I get one member to propose and the one who seconded?
I propose. Okay.
Everyone agree. So this report is be adopted, but we're waiting for the content advisor. We look you with big glasses. On 2:00 when we sit in the house, we must already receive that report. So we come to the end of the 2 points on the agenda. I said I will give the person maybe 10 seconds or whatever, just to say.
Each of them must say something, then I'll speak last.
Yeah, you will speak last day. According protocol.
That is Mamshu Anadha.
Honorable Mamshu Anadha, you speak first, then we go down the line.
Yeah, it's good because I can be an impromptu speaker. You know, I just speak. thank you very much, Chairperson, and the acting Chairperson there, how are we? From me, I want to say this was a really long walk to freedom, but I want to believe that as a committee we have done a lot of things that will improve the status of culture in this country. We have, however, not been able, although according to the minutes and the agreement, before we left, we believe that Mandela's age will be at the entrance of this parliament. We just hope whoever comes in will be able to push that, because I think that will be a very serious achievement. A lot of provinces vote themselves of this particular statue. It is a shame if it's not in this particular parliament. So what I want to say is that we have done our best, and we believe our best will be taken seriously. Secondly, there were times when, as a committee, we were at loggerheads, but I want to congratulate members of this committee, because we could always come up with solutions, because somewhere in life, some people fight, and they fight for life. But this particular committee, from my own view, must be congratulated for having been able to not necessarily to see from eye to eye, but were able to solve our own challenges. And I want to believe that we have looked in all the important issues pertaining to culture, and culture will not necessarily be the same again. And like the president of the country, I say we do have a good story to tell. Oh. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. When I was recalled back to Parliament after retiring, 2010, I think after some few days or a week, the new person was introduced to the committee. I don't know who was the person, the chairperson before me, but I'm told it was Dr. Farisani. What impressed me in that committee, in particular, my first impression was the new chairperson is so young. Would he be able to steer the ship? But let me be honest with you, that we had a very intelligent young woman, a straightforward young woman. Well, at times you talk too much, but when you analyze, you find that what she's talking about is something that was very fruitful to the committee. I've attended so many committees since I was in Parliament. I think I overstayed in Parliament. This is my 20th year. I've gone through so many chairpersons, who Blade Nzimande, who Naledi Pandor, in education and what have you. But let me say, this committee, according to my experience, it was a very united committee. I don't remember any time that we really differed so much, whether in the debate in Parliament, except some other members from other parties who were not attending the committee to debate something that they would not even be, know what was all about in the committee. And then, second, I want to say to all the members here, we were a family. And, when you have a weekly meeting, you come and you go, you come and you go, the time when you feel and you find that you have to part is not a very pleasant thing. But I just hope that the experience that we gained in this committee will also help those who will be coming back to Parliament to be able to handle matters in a way that is something that is towards the development of our people. And then let me also lastly to say that the chairperson was always worried about development in the rural areas, because everything that happens in the urban areas. And I think through her persistent motivation, we had applied for a cultural village some 5 years ago, and the department would not even be considering answering us. But I was surprised three months ago that they said they were going to consider in the rural area to build a cultural village. So that is something that this department should forge forward, not only to concentrate in the urban areas and to take care of those of us who are in the rural area. And that's an achievement. That's what I'm trying to. I thought the minister will be here, the DG will be here, to say we are very proud of them trying to look outside the urban areas. And lastly, fare thee well, all of you, and God bless. Thank you.
Thank you.
No, thank you very much. Two things. I'm going to miss you all, honorable members, officials, staff of this committee, department, and family of arts and culture, and the entities. Really, I'm going to miss you. It was a good committee. It was nice to be with you for the period that I was there for. Secondly, good luck to every one of you, where you are going and when you come back. I wish you good luck, and God may bless you. Thanks.
Niza kuxolela ke mina ke kuba kufuneka ndithethe le nto
ikhona. Hayi, kutotikayo namhlanje.
Hayi, kaloku.
Hayi, no, there's no interpreter to this. Speak your rotten English.
Ufuna ndibhute apha ndizondihleka, andizuyenza loo nto. Okay. Mine is to also really try and indicate my excitement and my appreciation in working with all of you. It was a lesson. It was my first term in Parliament. I had to study all this building inside and outside, also study honorable members that I've been working with, especially in this committee. It was very good. It was quite interesting at times that you argue a lot in such a way that one would think that, you know, there is a fight here, or somebody is hated or so, and only found out that no, man, there is no such a thing. It was so good working with this team. I must say that the first 2.5 years, we did very bad, very bad, from my end. I think this committee could not move forward. You know, I don't want to mention things that were not happening, that were supposed to be happening. Meetings were not sitting. When sitting, we could just open the meeting and leave sometimes without discussing anything because of several reasons. At times, because that you would not even know whether there's something wrong with us as members or with the chairperson or with the secretary, getting confused, really not knowing, you know, the direction. Nobody could actually even assist of the direction by that time. Really, I was just about to go and go back to my party and say, please change me. Now I want to go and attend another portfolio because there is no progress. But the last 2.5 years, I think it was so much, you know, helpful. And at least, you know, one could see that there's a space for proper participation. There were issues, there was progress. Never mind challenges and all this stuff. But at least one could really see that there's something happening. It was very nice to be with yourself. Please don't expect me to call you. You call me. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Really, it's a. Sometimes you may call it a very emotional time when people, that we have been sitting, working, you know, interacting in most part of your life. Now you had to part. But I'm taking from this proverb to say, we definitely met to part. Hence we are parting now with the hope of meeting again somewhere in the political structure or administrative structures, because in life you may not say goodbye as if you are not going to meet sometimes to come or in the future. But nonetheless, definitely it is that we are going to meet each other because we are used now to live like a family. So I would like to appreciate the experience that I've got from you colleagues, especially from the chairperson who was trying to, you know, to push this ship in the very stormy water. And the whip also, who were on the side to help us push this ship. And the experience also that I've got from the personal, you know, personalities, and various personalities, how people live from different backgrounds and so on. So I say thank you very much. We have met you guys. And then definitely, as I said, let the Almighty God help us wherever we will be, if really we part to meet. Thank you so much.
Okay. Non-failing.
Thank you very much, Chairperson, and the whip. It was very good for me to be one of the members of this committee, which is a family lead. I learned a lot as I was a new person in this field. And all the people were helpful and good to me. As for the chairperson, I'm failing to express myself. It was amazing. She has love of old people. No matter you don't sing the same song, she used to take you as a parent indeed. Keep it up, Ntombi. And your members too. Keep that spirit, I repeat. They are so good, your members. Even our secretary, our researchers, and the staff, they were so good. So God bless you. That is that. We will miss you.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Yes.
Chairperson will be talking one thing, because we are talking about the same experience we got as members of this committee. Chairperson, you really had a fantastic members of the committee. You know, people who are dedicated to their job. And as my colleagues have said, Atusha was not here when some of them spoke. But you were a very good chairperson. If a person from outside came to our meeting, I doubt if they could realize that we are from different political parties. We were just members of the committee, and you were treated us as such. I also, in short of words, as to how I can say, and it reaches home, how much I feel privileged to be a member of this committee. We really treated each other as family. We respected each other. And even if we disagreed, we disagreed as mature people. So the last thing I would love to say, those of us who are not coming back, when we came to this parliament, we were not sitting on the sides of the road begging. We were doing something. There is life after parliament. So, you know, the politics are very cruel. The fact that we are not coming back, those of us who are not coming back, we must take it in that spirit that politics are very cruel. At some stages, you know, you are just being, you know, it's just, you are being inspired. People are working against you. There are knives at the backs of us. So what I would really urge members of this committee, if that is the reason you are not coming back, prove them wrong. Just prove them wrong. That there is life after this. Even if you were not working before you came to parliament, use what you have got here to improve your life. There are many opportunities out there. And for that matter, you might realize that you have wasted a lot of your time financially by being in this parliament. So don't bother yourselves. You have done what you are supposed to do to the best of your ability. I'm talking about all of us. we have done what we were mandated to do to the best of our abilities. It is up, therefore, to those people, how do they take this? But just be proud of yourself. You didn't let the people who sent you here down. Be proud of yourself. And I would really would love to see you even after Parliament. I don't know how. But I'll be missing you guys. I am also not sure whether I'm coming back, you know. I'm not sure. But honestly, you know, the list is, you know, it is being put very close to the list because of these co-members. We finished our list, and it is now being matched with the co-members that are coming to join us.
Positioning of politics.
So what I'm saying is, I am not sure that I'm coming here, but if I don't come here, you will never see somebody who looks like myself. You will see me even after Parliament, even though I'm not here. I guarantee you that.
Thank you, Honourable Honourable.
Thank you, Chair. I'm the last one before you. I'll start by saying that I concur with everything that has been said here. And I was a member of this portfolio for the last 2.5 years. So I was here during Honourable Chikela. I was here during the good times. I missed the bad times, as you were saying. I don't know whether it was like that. And I want to say to all of you that it's been a very big privilege for me to be part of this portfolio committee. I think that we can honestly say that we are a living example or a living proof that nation building and social cohesion can succeed. I learned a lot from you, maybe about you, and I must really say that I wish that all South Africans can experience what I have experienced the last 5 years. And if we get to know each other better, well, South Africa will be paradise. But thank you very, very much, Chairperson, to you. Thank you very much for your leadership. I enjoyed the meetings. It's always been orderly meetings. And I hope you will enjoy your little girl. Good luck. And then also the officials. Thank you very much for your part that you played in helping us to prepare, etc., etc., etc. But thank you very much. Unfortunately, my colleague left. But on his behalf also, because we often talk and we feel the same, I'm sure that he will agree with what I said to you. I am not coming back. I am retiring. I am 64 years old. So I think I should retire. No, I want to go to my husband and enjoy life, but good luck to all of you.
Are
you married? Yes, I've been married since 1976 with the same husband. Okay, thank you very much and goodbye.
Thank you. Linda?
Ik heb die gevreelde woorden. I was on so many committees. I came here in 2011 from Energy Portfolio Committee to this committee. In the beginning it was for me a little bit difficult, but after I found my feet, I said I must out a lot. From since 2004 I'm deployed in Parliament. Yeah, we meet different people with different characters. But because all of us are not perfect. We tried to live a perfect life. And I must say,
you can cry
as you normally say, see, as Honorable Tapan is saying, politics is a dirty game. But all of us, we want to be in this dirty game. Because we want to take on the challenge. But it's not saying that the end, this is the end of the journey. We still have our families. Some of us even neglect our families for the bigger picture. And the bigger picture is for the people of South Africa. And this committee, I think they are the most important committee, if you can say that, because you're dealing with the lives and the future of the people. If you don't have a history in, as human beings or as family, then you don't have a future. So if we as South Africa people don't have a history, then we don't have a future. And that's what the committee must look in. Especially as Secretary Jabu was whispering to me, he hoped that the next committee will look on the issue of translation in the portfolio committee, where members can express, because this committee must lead by example, where people can express their language. That's what South Africa is always doing. So I hope every member going home, you will use productively your time with your family and spend your time with your family. If you look in the society or in the community, the most young people who are vulnerable is the youth. And that youth is our children. And the most of that children is be aligned with the politician. Because we don't make time or proper time for our children. That's the real truth. Although some not speaking about it, but sometimes you see that. So, Chairperson, as you normally know, in this four corners in this parliament, people like to gossip. They say a lot of bad things in the back of us, amongst the two of us who must keep in the steering in this committee, but we didn't care. We was focusing on our work because we was not deployed here as friends. We was deployed here to do the work of this institute. So, and thank you very much also for the concern that you have always about my children. Young as you are. He was always asking about my green child.
Where is he?
He is there. So that is the way that we must love as human beings. What was? You must love your neighbor as yourself, as the Bible said. You must love your neighbor as yourself. So on this few words, I will really miss the honorable members. Even the one who's saying my apology, I will miss the members. But also thank you very much, officials, for the support that you give this committee and the work that you've done for this committee. If there is some shortcomings that you from your side that you know, please correct it before the new people is coming in. You know now what is the shortcomings. Don't repeat the same really. Don't repeat the same what mistakes that you made or what we made in this committee. Let the minutes reflect what discussed in the meeting. That is my recommendation to you as a part course, not to as a negative criticism, as a positive criticism. But thank you very much. South Africa look big, it's still small, it's our country. We will meet one and another again. Thank you very much.
Jabu? Oh, we want to cry. Nkoli?
I think as I've been with the committee for 15 months, and it was a very captivating experience to see, because when being a member of the public, you expect that since Parliament consists of very competing political parties, and having grown up in KwaZulu-Natal, where you think ANC and IFP and any other party, you will not see them quite closely talking. You better see them fighting. So it was really captivating to see such a very united committee where members take the interest of the country at their hearts. And I really thank you so much for opening that arena for myself. And it was a wonderful experience to work with all members, and I wish you all the best in your future endeavors, political or whatever endeavors that you will have. So I'm sure those who are not coming back, we're still going to meet somewhere, because myself, I work in Parliament, but I'm a historian by training and focusing on biography, and maybe one day I will decide to write a biography of Honorable Sicela.
I'll buy the book.
So it was really a captivating experience to serve you. Thank you so much.
Fiona?
Good afternoon, honourable members. I'd just like to say that this has been a fantastic experience to date. I started more or less around the same time as Nkolisi, and it's like he said, it's been an eye-opening experience to see the workings of Parliament on the inside rather than from the outside. And you get to understand why things happen the way they do and why they don't happen the way they do. But yeah, it's been a fantastic experience. I've learned so much, and I'm looking forward to serving this committee with whoever comes on board to serve on this committee. I'd just like to say thank you for welcoming me and for allowing me the opportunity to serve you, and Hamba Kashle. Thanks.
Jabu, you still want to talk? We're going to leave. Okay.
Where's Johnny? Oh, Johnny's just doing the entrance. I know the camera lady has been waiting. I just want to say thank you. I was just a bit emotional earlier when we were all talking. I just want to say thank you for your support. I mean, we were together from 2010, I think, when I started as a chair of this committee. And when I came in, it was all these old women who've been here for us, and I was asking myself, where do I start? God gives you wisdom to do anything. You know, it was not my strength or my intelligence, it was my wisdom, because I used to pray and pray for all of you. I must say it was a united committee. I've seen very fragmented committees, and I think the only time, even when we never misunderstood each other, we found a solution. I believe in leadership. It's not about leaving everything tense. I remember when we were doing the languages bill with the two language issues, and it caused tension. But as a leader, you sit down and find a way to say, but how do I not leave my committee fragmented, you know, and consult? Okay, I'm one of the unfortunate ones. I'm not on the list. I had to make way for DA INCOP members who were just announced yesterday, but it doesn't mean that when you are no longer on the list, you can't serve the Republic, you can't serve your people. I was bitter a bit yesterday about that, and I was the only young person that they did not bring back in Parliament. So I thought it's personal, but I'm fine now. I just wish you all, especially those who are going on pension, Mamsel, your pension is enough?
I'm going home to work.
Mamsel, are you going on pension well? Or are you not sure? Chitkala? Oh, John Gush. Mamsel, but I know you are going on pension.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe there's Mamsel, are you also going on pension?
I'm not still a bit. I'm not
I know Ms. Moses is also not on the list, but what we said is that we will serve what we can. I think our people need us more than us sitting here and being on boardrooms. I know. Then I can pursue my doctoral studies now. To the staff, thank you so much. I know you didn't like me the first time you said I'm a slave driver. You called me all these names. But at the end of the day, I guess you understood. You know, Johnny is doing something for me. I just want you to talk and say, when I came to this committee, you remember it was Johnny who was our...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, there was someone before, but I had to get rid of him.
Yeah.
Not Lusanda.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing personal, but I think there was no respect from his side. And I felt, then we had Johnny for quite some time, and I want to thank him personally, why he's not here, he's doing something for me, my car is ready to Joburg. And then came Jabu, I was not sure whether she was a man or a woman when she came in the committee. And one thing about Jabu, she would never take things personal, you know, even if I'm angry, she would never take things personal. And then you had Collis coming and Fiona, I'm not sure who came first. And then there's Malatwa, I don't know where he is. And then who is also missing? And Vevera is just doing something, also not here. And then you had Susia. Then we had Hlengani. I'm trying to think that there were people before. Hlengani Baloyi was a good researcher. Then we had Vele Muhadi. Remember Vele?
Oh,
Vela.
Yeah.
Vela.
Yeah.
He's doing. I cried when he left because he was also one of the best. Then he's in the White House. And PMG, you must pass a message. I say thank you so much. You've always been here. The person who's been here a lot was Tiffany. Where is she? Oh, okay. She's the one who was here for a long time. And if I was here, I would thank members of the media because they never wrote anything negative about us.
Mm-hmm.
I must be honest. I think it would be fair to also thank them with a statement to what they've done. I think that's how the relations are. And it's unfortunate we never had a study tour abroad, but I believe all the places that we've traveled, we've made a difference. And I think one of the issues that we can also say is to say, art and culture unites the nation. Art and culture is still political, but people just don't see the highlights of it. And we'll still continue to fight. I know I've made enemies in museums. And I remember in the last meeting when Sarah was here, the company secretary said to me, you know, Chair, when I first came to the first two meetings, I thought you were personal with us, you don't like us. But I realized you love your job. And I said, oh, okay. She thought I was hating them all ahead. And I'm saying, but I'm just doing my job. And, you know, that ended up in what you have just said. I just wish, it's my wish, personally. Oh, John, you are here. I was just talking about you. Thank you for doing. He was doing a personal errand for me. That when we came here, we found you here. And we thank you so much for your obedience. One thing I know, you have been very obedient. You've never been angry. You've always been submissive. And I must say to all of you, you did even our personal errands. I know I would harass Jabu when I want somebody to come and pick me up in the house, or Johnny when now, since I can't walk that far. I'm saying that's how it goes. I was saying that entrepreneurs, some praises need to be told. I think people like you are the ones who must tell our movement, even if it's a letter, to say, because we will never get praises from us.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, they will always bring us down, you know. So it when we're saying politics are dirty, I was laughing yesterday. Someone was saying to me, "No, but a good person like you, educated, young, why did they not bring you back? I don't understand." And I was in my heart, I was saying, the same person sits in those higher places. Why didn't you recommend that there was this person?
Yeah.
I'm trying to say, Ute, it's people like you who must call our organization and say, "Oh, Ntate Mabunda has been doing well, Mashubana has been doing well, Miss Mosa has been doing well," because that's why I was saying, I wish we had evaluations for Parliament, so that you evaluate every committee member to say, this person has been, I know at some stage you were sick, but you always call to ask, how is the committee doing? Is everything fine? I know Nikki is very angry, he's not on the list, and I'm feeling exactly what he's feeling, but I will miss his disorder. You know, he made his point without fear and everything else. But as I said, it's not the end of the world. I'm a Christian. May God bless you all with your families. Why I'm saying that, it was an honor me to be, when I came, I was 30-something, 31, to be a chair of 60s, 70s. I mean, it was an honor to me. And I thank you so much, and may God bless you. And I think the meeting is adjourned before the decision must take place. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Where is the photo session?
Where is the photo session? They've got an argument. They say NCOP is nicer. Photo, but I'm saying, remember,